Thursday marks 1 year since Colorado became the first state to allow recreational marijuana. But this morning, Colorado faces a lawsuit from both Oklahoma and Nebraska.
They want the Supreme Court to rule the law unconstitutional because of the impact on neighboring states. Barry Peterson looks at Colorado's rocky year in pot.
If skeptics wondered about the popularity of pot, on January 1, Colorado residents answered with their wallets. Lines on the first day stretched around the block.
So we're sort of like explorers here. It's like Lewis and Clark. They didn't have any.
But Colorado's Governor John Hickenlooper, who opposed legalization, was still skeptical when we sat down with him in February.
Are you comfortable with the way it's happened since and the way it's unfolding now?
Sure. I think myself and almost every elected official in the state of Colorado, we didn't want to be the social laboratory, but our voters passed it by a large margin, 55-45, and we accept that this is going to be one of the great social experiments of the next 50 years.
Colorado now has more than 800 outlets. Denver alone has more pot shops than Starbucks. John Hudak studies government policy at the Brookings Institution. These days, that means watching marijuana trends.
Well, there's clearly a profit motive among producers. They're not in the business just to, deliver some public good in the form of marijuana. At the same time, states have found that there is a selling point around the taxation of marijuana that's an important part of passing these initiatives.
Indeed, selling pot is putting a lot of taxes into the revenue pot at both state and local levels. The state took in more than $43 million in the first 9 months. Local cities collected millions more. But high times have come with some low points, like how to regulate edibles, products like candy that are infused with marijuana. It allegedly led to the suicide of a visiting college student who overdosed and jumped to his death. Some things evolved as the year went on, like testing. At the outset, it was voluntary, which brought us to biologist Jennifer Murray. She founded Can Labs to examine pot samples.
What have you found that I don't want to ingest as you have tested product?
We have found molds, mildew, E. coli.
No wonder that testing is now mandatory.